it gets kind of hard. Uh-huh. And you can use some salt and cream on it, with milk, and it's kind of good.
What do they call it?
Fromage, they call that cheese.
And the first thing you have to do after milking?
You put your milk in a little frying pan with a grill, you know, very fine, in case something fell in the bucket, you know. Then you put it in your bowl, you scald your bowl or your bar, and put it in the ice bar.
Something made kind of like a fruit pie. Maybe it's made out of apples and it has several layers of apples and strips of dough in it. You call that a...
Oh, they used to make that with meat too. Make a sweet dough and put some fried meat in it.
Uh-huh.
Especially pork. It's very good. They call that a pâté in French. Pâté in mm-hmm. French. Mm-hmm. French people used to make that a lot.
Just meat and sweet dough?
Yeah. They put like a filling of a pie, you know, but you make it thicker and you bake it.
Did you ever hear of a cobbler or a
dip? Yeah, that's it.
Huh?
It's almost like a club.
Uh-huh.
But they don't put some in between like that. They just mm-hmm. put a top and a bottom of it and around it, you know.
Do people still make that much?
I don't believe it.
And
people are such in a rush now, they don't care about making much. Nothing at home, they buy already made most of the time. We're not strong on sweet here. We don't eat much sweet.
You might take sugar and, we'll say milk or cream, and mix that with sugar and nutmeg and make a sweet liquid that you could pour over pudding or pie or something.
No, I never did.
Well, what would you call that?
I don't know.
And food taken between regular meals is called a
snack, I guess.
And say if you were real thirsty, you say you'd go over to the sink and pour yourself
a glass of water.
And if dinner was on the table and the family was standing around, you tell them to go ahead and...
Yes, we always wait until we say the blessing. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Then we eat all together.
Or if they're standing up, you tell them, go ahead and...
Yes, we just say the blessing and then they're free to do what they want after
uh-huh.
that. We get all ready together.
Or if they're standing, then you tell them, go ahead and...
Yeah.
What down?
Yeah, we just say the blessing and they stay where they are.
Uh-huh.
And the other one will keep on eating. Sometimes some are in a rush, you know.
Uh-huh. And if you want someone not to wait until the potatoes are passed over to them, you tell them, just go ahead and...
Yeah. Just leave the platter there and... We just go ahead and make the run at the table.
Or go ahead and what yourself.
Yeah. Just serve yourself.
And if food's been cooked and served a second time, you say that it's been...
Warm up.
And you put food in your mouth and then you begin to... What?
Chew.
And you say he couldn't eat that piece of meat because it got stuck in his throat and he couldn't...
It was too hard.
Uh-huh. He couldn't...
Oh, he couldn't breathe anymore or swallow. He was chewed.
And what would you call peas and beets and carrots and so forth that you grow yourself?
In French, you mean?
Or... In English?
Yeah, we grow beets here, leek, and charlotte, you call that.
Leek?
Leek, you don't know that.
What is
that? It's a kind of onion. You can't eat that raw, you have to cook that, boil it and then fry a little bit and fix it with flour.
Mm-hmm.
Make a sauce. Most of our food here, we cook it in a way that go with the rice because that's the main part of the noon hour is hot rice with other thing, you know,
mm-hmm.
with vegetable or rice and gravy.
And